Perception Freedom Formula, a simple system to connect with your self-directive and stop being stuck. On my radio show, I have dedicated entire episodes to helping listeners understand the role of perception. It's a popular subject with the New Thought community, as well as with science and the religious communities. Perception plays a huge role in our lives. We as humans are either greatly enhanced with great perception or are extremely held back with poor perception. Perception defines how you will see things, how you will experience things, and how great your life can be or not be. The programs coming from the aspect of the Divine Human Blueprint called perception may be conscious or unconscious. Either way, these programs are affecting your ability to move forward in your life. For example, let's say you are a woman who is directed to live from a perception that a man should be the provider and take care of you. If you live from this program consciously or unconsciously, it will be next to impossible for you to own your own property without the help of a man. Deals will fall through, or something will happen to sabotage your success so that the program dictating this area of your perception can be validated. I want to give you the tool that puts you in the driver's seat of your life right now. By the way, there's a companion video that goes through this step-by-step process at julierenee.com/BKV4. I highly recommend you watch this video, especially if you are an immersive learner like me. This formula is based on something I've been teaching for years. When you combine the 100% you exercise steps you are going to learn in this video, you will instantly unlock awareness and possibilities for yourself that you probably didn't even know were available to you. This is healthy, wealthy, loving information based on your own internal programs and perception. If your programs in perception are great, you'll be positioned for moving in the direction of your best life ever. You can use the techniques you are about to learn to create your first breakthroughs in health, relationships, or in wealth. I'm going to show you how to gain permission to own your life, live into your life, and live into your 100% possibility. And you can do it in record time. It's called the Perception Freedom Formula, because once you have learned the technique, the door will be open for you to take charge of any and all areas of your life. Here we go. Number one, assume there are thought forms and other blocks preventing you from owning your life 100%. In perception, these could be from people who sought to dominate or control you, or group mind beliefs that are keeping you small and conforming to group standards. If you know how to do kinesiology, muscle testing, you can check for the number of blocks preventing you from owning your 100% life. You'll know you're on the right track if there are 10,000 or more blocks. Everyone I read has a big number. I have never seen less than 7,000 impediments when muscle testing. Use your right hand. Imagine pumping gold into the impediments. Breathe deeply and be relaxed and joyous as you take charge of your life. If you have not yet discovered how to muscle test, pump gold for 10 minutes. Feel your body, breathe into your heart, and be aware of the shifts you are now feeling. Remember, this is a great time to review the video offered in this section. I have included an example of muscle testing, what it looks like to pump gold energy. I think you'll find this video extremely helpful at julierenee.com/BKV4. And then step three, next, create a list of frequently experienced problems that interrupt your joy, flow, experience of connection, and success. For example, Here were some of mine from a couple years ago. When my internet marketing coach asked if I knew anything that would stop me from accomplishing my goals, my response was my unpredictable health. Note that I could identify my perception as my unpredictable health in general, or I could identify the features of the problem one by one, i.e. citing pain, adrenal fatigue, digestive problems, etc. My way to marketing success was to first clear these thoughts about my health and perception. I began taking 100% ownership of this issue. Romantic divine love seemed to be just out of my reach. My perception was that I might never meet my divine complement, soulmate. I would then clear these thought forms and own my romantic love space. There are days and even weeks where I am overcome with deep fatigue. The clearing I do then is to create the perception for healthy, sustainable energy. So you get the idea. Look for and write down your frequently experienced problems, your FEPs. Please be honest here. No one but you will see this list. In this exercise, the goal is to become aware, not to fix it all in one fell swoop. It took you lifetimes to get to where you are today. It may take you a little time to get to the bottom of everything you consider to be an issue. Please take out your journal now and write, what are your frequently experienced problems? The other way I like you to look at perception freedom formula is to look at frequent people problems, FPP. Frequent people problems are problems others notice and point out to you. By the way, if you think you have no frequent people problems, you are likely filtering them out, or you may be thinking that these issues are of no concern to you. Think carefully and see if you can come up with at least two things you have heard from others that they consider to be a concern about you. Some good examples of what you are looking for with FPPs from a child. Mom, don't interfere. You always do that. It drives me nuts. Check in perception for appropriate boundaries and controlling issues. Note, if someone is saying you always and drives me nuts, in spirit, you have left a part of you either in their body or in their aura, and they are feeling taken over. Helpful advice, pull your spirit back to you and they will calm down rapidly. You never listen to me, or you are never available when I want to. This may represent a narcissistic aspect in your Divine Human Blueprint program in which you are self-centered in an unhealthy way, or it could mean that their spirit has flooded your space and is now dominating your body. If this is the case, it's time to imagine sending all of their energy that you've taken on back to them. You can find complete directions on this process in the Karma Clearing Meditations on my website. I'm worried about your sleep habits, drinking habits, lack of exercise, sugar intake, etc. It is helpful to clear the issue and also look at the element of addiction in perception. Frequent people problems are often areas of your life where you have blind spots. They are the, I don't know that I have issues here, or I don't think I have issues here, blind spots. Yet you have most likely heard about these issues more than once, and you can keep denying culpability. Or you can say, I need to look further into this, especially if I'm hearing it from someone else. Because let's face it, people rarely actually tell you what they think about you. It has to be pretty big and upsetting enough to break the social code of best leave well enough alone. If someone is talking about something related to you that you are uncomfortable with, they are sharing the one in a thousand considerations about something you do, have done, or said that likely is not congruent with who you say you are. In other words, 999 times, folks just don't mention the issue. Be grateful and responsive when someone shares something about you that makes you feel uncomfortable about yourself. Don't say you're wrong and just blow them off. Instead, look at their comment as to a course correction. Say, okay, I'll look into that and see how I can improve. Being willing to examine your blind spots makes shifting to a higher level so much easier. The biggest difference between FEPs and FPPs is your awareness. FPPs will lay hidden, whereas FEPs will usually be felt in some way. FPPs dictate responses of others towards you, while FEPs direct how you understand who you are and how you must respond to a given situation. Both FEPs and FPPs automatically position you in life to win or fail, to be extraordinary or mediocre, to love and be loved, or to live isolated and alone. When your understanding of FEPs and FPPs really gets into your consciousness and you are able to fully comprehend how pervasive and impactful leaving this trash in perception is, you'll become captivated by the process of releasing negative and unhelpful programs and upgrading your programs with techniques like positive daily affirmations. For example, imagine you want to experience deeper, more fulfilling love. This is a frequent desire on the wish list of many of my clients. Now imagine that you are building a skyscraper. Unfortunately, your prime piece of land happens to be the site of a city dump. Everywhere you turn, there are mounds of garbage piled up. Even so, your intention is to build a skyscraper, a better relationship. So you start to set down some supports and cement. Eventually, you create a standing structure and put four walls up. But how stable will the walls be if you build on top of a garbage heap? You might get clever and pour cement over the garbage so you don't have to smell the rot and decay, but it's still there. Once the building progresses and you proceed to the second floor of the structure, you and your engineers discover there is no real support to build multiple levels. Then you realize that your dream of building a skyscraper cannot be realized atop a mountain of garbage. Likewise, your monument to love will have no soaring heights, no breathtaking views, and no spectacular dynamics that enable you to say, "Wow, this is my dream realized." Yuck, am I right? But this is exactly what you're doing if you don't clear perception and all the negative information about loving relationships that are held in your consciousness or subconsciousness before you start in with your monument to love. Clearing perception means removing the garbage bags and the debris till the land is clear. Once the trash has been removed, you are free to excavate down as deeply as you desire. You can now set a firm foundation from your own personal Taj Mahal of love. The excavation you do may mean laying a new, deeper foundation not only to love, but to health, wealth, or spiritual connection as well. Once the trash is gone, you are free to go deeply and as deeply as you want, and also to reach for the highest heights. What 99% of people have not yet realized is that you can't possibly build something of real value and real connection on top of trash, no matter how much you have spent on trainings, therapy, and investments. It's not about how committed you are. To be truly successful means you must start with a fresh, clear, well-laid foundation. As a result, you quickly realize you hold the key inside your being for the most important shifts in order to be successful and in love with your life, clearing FEPs and FPPs is what will give you the slight advantage, as well as position you with a deep, firm foundation. This is your journey. The answers and the challenges are unique to you. No two people are alike. All humans have attracted difficulties in perception. Clearing unneeded, harmful information will propel you into the free zone for manifesting 100% you. Exercise. Here's what I want you to do. It's time to implement. Take a moment now and write down as many FEPs and FPPs as you can in the next 3 minutes. Timing yourself while you do this will help the ideas flow through you more rapidly. It takes your filter off of self-editing and enables you to write more naturally. If you write down 5 issues in 3 minutes, you'll have 50 topics for releasing in the course of 30 minutes. Come up with as many as you can. You can take your time when you actually start the process of clearing and releasing. This process will create a good list for you to work on. FEPs, frequently experienced problems, and FPPs, frequent people problems. Once you've finished writing down your list, label them in order of importance. You are going to want to clear your most important issues first. Create your new prioritized list below using the answers in the new order you gave them from above. Priority of importance, FEP and FPP list. A couple of notes about this process. First, make sure that you watch the training video, julierenee.com/BKV6, so when you approach clearing, you'll be able to pull it off properly and your results will give you the freedom you desire. Be willing to look a little silly and go for it. Shaking your hand as directed is the simplest way to do this process. It can be done from the center of your head or from your mind, but believe me, it's 1,000 times harder to do this way rather than to just do the shaking your hand technique. Understand this, you can't think your way out, so shake it, baby. And you will shake, pump your way to freedom. You might remember Jesus telling a parable of a rich man whose mind was consumed by his many possessions. Jesus said that it would be easier for a camel to slip through the eye of a needle than for that fella to get into heaven. We don't need a camel jumping through an eye of a needle or any impossible task to be on the forefront of our route to freedom. Using the mind to clear these issues is like the camel leaping through the eye of the sewing needle. Why work that hard when you can take the easy route? By the way, Jesus wasn't talking about being rich in this parable. He was pointing out the attachment to worldly objects. If your focus is on possessions and that becomes your dominating thought, you are earthbound because you are focused on the stuff. Contrary to the stuff, mindset is the celebration of life. To be wealthy, you can have all the stuff, actually as much stuff as you like, but celebrate and connect and live life to the fullest. Keep love and celebration as your highest measure for connection, and you'll do awesome with your newfound wealth, perception. Get specific. If you find the FEPs and FPPs are vague, I encourage you to be specific. By really identifying the issue at hand, you are much more effective in your perception freedom process. Keep in mind, you are making your first list. You may have to do this process many times before you have removed all the trash from your perception. Think of this as the fast track to freedom. But even if this looks like magic, the shifts and changes are rooted in scientific and spiritual principles that have been around since man's beginning. Fast is relative. To those of you who want it all now, this may look like a slow process. keep in mind your perception has been around a long time, as long as you have. For some of you, that's a very long time. Slow and steady wins the race in my book. Enjoy the journey and notice how things in your life continue to shift and improve. A surefire way to experience the improvements happening more frequently is to notice and be grateful for whatever shifts you are experiencing in the present moment. Let every small shift be cause for celebration and enjoy the journey. If you ever get overly anxious about trying to produce perfection in a week or two, your experience will be a journey of frustration and disappointment. Think about it like this. It took me a lifetime, or perhaps many lifetimes, to get to where I am now. I am willing to be generous and spacious with myself around allowing the clearings to happen in perfect timing. Now, this is the cool part. If all you got from this exercise was to take full 100% ownership of your body and live in your body 100%, wouldn't you be light years ahead of where you were when you started? By taking full ownership and living fully into your body, you become more magnetic to what you desire. As a result, people will feel you as being more true and authentic. Can you see how your work, life, and relationships would be greatly enhanced just by accomplishing this one powerful step? You are positioning your perception to accelerate your leadership qualities, as well as magnetizing and manifesting a great 100% life. If you were to go deeper and follow my simple 100% you formula, you'll have dipped into perception and improved your essence, matter, which is body, energy, and fields to make less imprint and amalgamations of others and more of the 100% you. When you are 100% you, you'll be fully aware of what is authentically you. You will be able to live your dreams, live an energized life of focus, clarity, and momentum, and bring your blessings and your legacy into the world. Are you understanding the power of this process yet? Can you see how combining your clear perception, bright spirit, vibrant, juicy body, enhanced energy, and realms that all support and enhance you 100% will provide you with an unimaginable life, a life of real fulfillment, power, and wealth? Does it make sense from this space that relationships and love play out at the most connected, joyous, highest possible expression for humankind? Can you also see how taking the time to put yourself first and foremost, getting the trash out of the way, perfecting your grounding, and building life from a deep foundation will position you as a leader others would want to follow, emulate, and receive exponential benefits from? In this scenario, you will become a true mentor. As the law of attraction works perfectly, you will be richly rewarded for taking the time to nurture and love yourself. For as you give to yourself, the universe will give to you. Are you getting how opportune the time is now to take advantage of this 100% lifestyle model? All you need, everything, in every way, is within you to be 100% you now. My goal is for you to be blown away by the upside of possibility. I want to give you a taste of the incredible shifts and the powerful authentic you that already exists within you. With the right process, the right activations, and coaching, you have the ability to turn your life into a 100% life and shine brightly. I can help you make this happen.